Gemara Beis and Daftalma Beis discusses the observance of Yom Tov Sheni Bizman Hazeh, where the Gemara asks that Bizman Hazeh Bikin Bikibura Diyarcha, that we know the calendar, we know that the first day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov Daraisa, the second day Mikra Adin is not Yom Tov at all, so why is it that we observe a second day of Yom Tov? The Gemara answers, Hisharo B'minag Avoseichem B'yadeichem. You have to grab hold to the practice of our forefathers, and therefore we observe Yom Tov Sheni even Bizman Hazeh. We've discussed earlier the Chiddush of the Rambam, Perek Vav Avochas Yom Tov, that in a certain sense Yom Tov Sheni is more chamur Bizman Hazeh as it was in earlier times. In earlier times there was a Safek, Sveika Dioma, and sometimes one could take advantage of Sveika Dioma, the Sugyandav Gimel, the Sugyandav Yud Zayin. You can play one day of Yom Tov against the next. The Rambam writes, Bizman Hazeh, how can one possibly do so? After all, we don't have a Safek. The first day of Yom Tov is Yom Tov Vade Midaraisa. The second day is Yom Tov because of Minag Avoseichem B'yadeichem, and therefore the Rambam writes that one cannot go ahead and be Masna, make any type of Tnai, playing one day of Yom Tov against the other. In the Chiddush we discussed in earlier Shiurim, but nonetheless, the Rambam still writes in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Yom Tov that no Dabazeh is muteres bazeh. But the Rambam writes that realized this sugya is stunning and Daftal Adma Beis that there was a shift, that today the observance of 2 days of Yom Tov is indeed betores vadai, and the Rav at his masig and writes, how can that be? We're only observing a second day of Yom Tov in order to cling to the practice of our forefathers, Hisharo b'minga voseichem b'yadeichem, and if they did so because of Sveika Dioma, so therefore our practice is to preserve. And what was true for them certainly is true for us. And indeed, we paskin like the Ravid Shita that one could be masne even bizman hazeh against the Shitas Arambam. But what exactly does the Gemara mean when it tells us minhag? Minhag avoseichem biyadeichem. On its face, it seems to be minhag. Minhag. Minhag does not mean Rachmana Lislan, take it or leave it. The Rambam writes the very beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, that realize if a person denies takanos, gzeros, or even minhagim, the Rambam writes that's an issa daraisa of los asur. It doesn't mean it's a minhag, so therefore, you know what? You can decide whether yes to observe, not to observe. The Rambam writes, and it's included in the din daraisa of los asur, the mitzvah lishmor, the divrei chachamim. But nonetheless, the Gemara does use the term minhag. And what troubles the Rishonim then is the following. Is it so obvious, indeed, that a bracha should be recited? You'll tell me, absolutely, yes, it's explicit in the sugya Shabbos Chaf Gimel, that you recite the bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios. That certainly is true, but how do you put that together? After all, we recite a bracha on Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios, that's clear, Shabbos Chaf Gimel. The Gemara Beitz and Daftal is that the observance of a Yom Tov Sheni is Betoras Minag, and the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalid, that you don't recite brachos, I mean hug him. There the Gemara discusses the following, Chavita da'arava, Hoshanos, Hoshana Rava. What exactly is that? Is that a Yesod Nevi'im, or is that a Minhag Nevi'im? Is that a Halacha, is that a Minhag? The Gemara says, L'maynaf Gamina, the Gemara says, Bracha. The Gemara says, Chavit Chavit V'lobarich, Kasavra Minhag Nevi'im. The fact that we don't recite a bracha, that's an indicator that it is only a minhag. And now, how is it that you put all of those sugyas together? You don't make a bracha on a minhag, but you do make a bracha in Yom Tov Sheni, and Yom Tov Sheni Shagolios is minhag avoseichem biyadeichem. How exactly does that work? Tosus raises the very same kashan brachos and daf yadalid, erich and daf yud, sukkah daf memdalid, when it comes to halel. A chatzi halo on Rosh Chodesh, explicit in Gemara, Tainis Chavches, that is a minhag. That is a minhag. And if a chatzi halo on Rosh Chodesh is a minhag, should one recite a bracha on that halo? So Enochin Hambe, the Rambam writes, absolutely not. The Rambam Perek Yir Aleph of Hochos Brachos writes, you don't recite a bracha on a minhag, and you don't recite a bracha on a chatzi halo. Whether it's a chatzi halel of Rosh Chodesh or a chiddush of the Rambam, even a chatzi halel of Chol HaMoed, the chatzi halel does not require a bracha, and Tosus disagrees. Tosus and brachos, Daf Yudalit cites, you know what, that's sugya. In Tanis Nefchav Ches, the Gemara says the following, that Rav went to Bavel, and Rav was so surprised, it was Rosh Chodesh, and they were reciting Hallel in Shul. Surprising, no? Rav was not familiar with that. Savralav sukinhu. Rav was about to get up and say, no, you don't recite Hallel. All of a sudden, Kevan de Chazli de Dalig Duluge. All of a sudden, Rav saw they skipped. They skipped in the middle of Hallel. That was surprising. Oh, you see, it's only a minute. It's only a minute. Oh, Tosus is Diuk. Rav was there in Shul. And Rav only realized that it was a minhag when he saw that they skipped only a chatzi Hallel, clearly seeming to indicate that when they began Hallel, there was no indication at all that this was a minhag. That's Tosus's raya, that obviously that means you recite a bracha. If they were not reciting on the bracha and Hallel, Rav should have realized right away from the very beginning of Hallel that this was not a typical Hallel Mikra Hadin, but this rather is only a minhag. The answer is that, you know what, that you could not detect until you saw the skip. That means, of course, Tosa says, our practice, no, machlokis, machaber, and ramat, of chavez, that you recite a bracha on a chatzi halel of Rosh Chodesh. Tosa gets even a little bit more granular, but maybe there still should have been a clear tip-off. What is the bracha? What is the bracha on halel? What is the bracha on halel? Tosa says, you know, there are a couple of possibilities. You can say, you know, the bracha is likro, kriyas ahalel, or you can use the term ligmor, ligmor es ahalel, ligmor es ahalel. So Tosu says that, you know what, that on a halel shalem, there you can recite the phrase ligmor to complete the halel, to complete the halel. Wow. On a chatzi halel, can you really say ligmor es ahalel? Therefore, likro es ahalel would be more appropriate. Oh, so Tosus now is bothered. There should have been an indicator even from the Nusach HaBracha. Good, you recite a bracha. But maybe there should be a different bracha when it comes to a Hallel Shomer as opposed to a Chatzi Hallel. Because Ligmar Es HaHallel, that was a common bracha, should only be recited on a Hallel Shalim, not on a Chatzi Hallel. And therefore, if that's the case, Rav should have known from the very outset that this was not a complete Hallel. Oh, so Tosus writes the following. Not necessarily. That's not Muchach. Because Likro Es HaHallel can be recited on both a chatzi and a chatzi shalem, good. And even ligmor es ahalo can be recited on both, on a halo shalem or on a chatzi halo. How do you recite ligmor es ahalo on a chatzi halo to complete the halo when you are not completing the halo? This is an abridged halo. Oh, so Tosus writes a pretty stunning chiddush. Tosus in Yuma Lamazayin with A's, that ligmor does not mean to complete. Ligmar means to recite. To recite. Wow. Ligmar means to recite. And therefore, even if it's only a chatzi halel, you can still make the bracha of ligmar as a halel. So there was no indicator for the nusach bracha whether it's a halel shalom, whether it's a chatzi halel. You know the context that Tosus, it's amazing. No. Tosus writes the following. What is the earliest man kriyash? Oh, so Tosus suggests, you know what the earliest man kriyash is? Sunrise. Sunrise, Neitzacham, Neitzacham. Tosus immediately raised this issue. And what about the holy Vasikin? No? Vasikin hayu gomrim es ha-shma im ha-Neitzacham. What do you mean? They would complete Kriya Shema at Neitzacham in order immediately at Neitz to begin Shmon Esrei. So you know what Tosus writes? You'll be surprised. Yumadaf Lamazan Veiz, Shalokidin, Shalokidin. Vasikin, Shalokidin. They're saying Kriya Shema too early, too early. Ideally, Kriya Shema should be recited later, after Neitzachama, That's the day in Tosus. Wow, that Vasikin Shaloki did. Oh, and then Tosus quotes Rabbi Nachmanon. No. Gomer Mes Hashmaim in Neitzachama does not mean they would complete the Kriya Shema Neitz and begin Shmon Esrei, but Gomer means they would recite. They would recite. Gomer Mes Hashma means they would recite Kriya Shema at sunrise, exactly as that Shita Tosus. And Tosus writes, just like when it comes to Hallel, that Ligmor Es HaHallel means to recite Hallel, and it can even be recited on a Chatzi Hallel as well. Wow, that's something which is stunning. Different deus. What exactly did the Vasikin do? What our common practice of Vasikin? No. They would hit it exactly Kriya Shema at sunrise, because Gomer Mes Hashma means to recite the Shema, not to conclude the Shema at that particular time. Wow, but Achatz El Rosh Chodesh, so such a fundamental machlokes. Do you recite a bracha? Do you not recite a bracha? Unclear. The Mechaber is explicit. On Han Rosh Chodesh, you don't recite a bracha. But you know, there is another Mechaber. We discussed this a couple years ago in Chanukah. Now, Tofresh Ayin Aleph. Hadlakas ner Chanukah bebeis HaKnesses. Hadlakas ner Chanukah bebeis HaKnesses. Now, what is that? That's a minug. That's a very, very old minug. And guess what the Mechaber writes? You recite a bracha. When you're madlik the ner Chanukah in the yeshiva, you're madlik ner Chanukah in a shul, guess what? You recite a bracha. You recite a bracha. Wow, the Mechaber writes a ner Chanukah. Yes, there is. And Chatzi Halo, there is not. Chavita Darav is Mefurish in the Gemara, there is not. Yantiv Sheni Shogalios is Mefurish in the Gemara, there absolutely, absolutely is. When do you recite a bracha on Minhag and when indeed do you not? And what exactly is the problem? The problem of a bracha on a Minhag. If you look in the Ran in Sukkah, Chav Beis and Daf Yarif, the Ran writes something critically important just simply for our sugya, Dalal Mabeis. Minhag Avosenu B'Yadeinu, the Ran writes, does not mean Minhag. Does not mean Minhag. Sholchu Mitam means a takana derabanan, a mitzvah derabanan yanti shenu shagolios. You'll ask me, not what is it, why, not the what question, what is it? It's a takana, it's a mitzvah derabanan, yanti shenu shagolios. And of course you recite brachos on mitzvos derabanan. Hechan zivano, of course you recite a bracha in that case. No, that's clear. The question is the why question. Why is there such a takana? Why is there a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios? Because of Yisharu b'minhag avoseichem b'yadeichem. For thousands of years, this is what our forefathers did. So therefore, embrace their practice. Embrace their practice. Be noheg as they were noheg. But it does not mean minhag. It does not mean minhag. And therefore, the Ran writes, you know, today's Shir Klali, forget about it. Now, Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios is a mitzvah d'rabbanan. You make a bracha, and therefore the kasha does not begin. That's what the Ran writes, he thinks is clear, but that's against Rov Rishon. The Rambam is Mefurish, that Yantav Shei Shagalios Minhag. When our Gemara says, Minhag Avoseichem Yadeichem, it really means Minhag, as opposed to a Takana Kavua. And therefore, how is it that one answers that question? Well, there is a comment of the Tosus Rid. The Tosus Rid, there in Sachem and Af Mem Dal Mabeis, and the Priskarav discusses this. Ooh, Perak Yid Aleph, Efochus Brachos. But what the Priskarav writes beautifully, at length, I'll tell you, it's Mefurish and Tosos Rid in a couple of words. Mefurish and Tosos Rid in a couple of words. You know what? One could envision different types of minhagim. Different types of minhagim. You know, when we have, for example, a minhag to what extent is that minyan adavim mechudash? Is that something which is new? Is that a minyan mechudash? Is that an expansion? To what extent is a minyan ke'ein daraisa? To what extent we argue that a minyan is not considered to be that which is ke'ein daraisa? That concept of ke'ein daraisa is so critical for Beitza Daf Gimel, Beitza Daf Dalet. No? When the Gemara discusses cases of in Mevatu Nisachatchila, Daf Dal Mabeis, the Gemara distinguishes between Daraisa as opposed to Rabbanan. Tosus immediately comments, it's not really Daraisa versus Rabbanan. It's Dinim Drabbanan, but some are independent Dinim Drabbanan, and some are expansions. Some are considered to be Ke'en Daraisa. How do you know? Because Gemara on the previous Daf that you learned, now on Daf Gimel, discusses Bito when it comes to Truma. And there the Gemara does not entertain for a moment the possibility of Mevatlu Nisla Chachila, Litra Dikzios. That's only a Din D'Rabbanan. Why is that only a Din D'Rabbanan? Number one, Rashi Tosus Mefurish. Now Trumas Peros is only a Din D'Rabbanan. Number two, the Shir of Bittel Echa B'Meya, that's only a Din D'Rabbanan. You're dealing with a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Gemara questions, what do you do with the Taruvos, and how do you assess the Shira Bittel? There's a simple answer. Now, after all, Dalam Abay says, when it comes to a Din D'Rabbanan, Mevatlu Nisla Lechatchila. So immediately, Tosos comments, realize, no, you have to distinguish between different types of Dinim D'Rabbanan. Some types of dinim drabanan are simply takanas drabanan. Sometimes the din drabanan is kein daraisa, ikra daraisa, and therefore they're very, very different. Very, very different. Oh, that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim said earlier in the Masechta. Huh? The Gemara says when it comes to mutza, sveik asura. Sveik asura. The Gemara says that's good according to the view of Rabba, because Achana Darabba is a din daraisa. But what do you do according to Rabbi Yossi? What do you do according to Rabbi Yitzchak? You know what the Gemara didn't ask? What do you do according to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman, then it's a mukza problem. What was the Tosfos Yeshanim? Oh, because Achilas Mukza is Ke'en Daraisa. And of course it makes sense to assume that, you know what, that Enochinami, that it would be Asura. Of course we're going to treat it as a suffix which is indeed Asur. Wow. So when it comes to Mukza, you have Achilas Mukza, which is either Daraisa or Ke'en Daraisa, Tilta Mukza, which is only a Gzered Rabbana. When it comes to cases of the Tilta Mukza Dinder Rabbana, when it comes to Peros regarding Truman, the sheer bittel of Maya, that already is considered to be Ke'en Daraisa. These are critical, critical Hagdaros. It's not so simple whether something is just Daraisa versus Rabbanan. There is something which is an expansion of that which is indeed a din, Daraisa. That's the Chiddush that the Tosfos Rid writes when it comes to cases of Minhag. In order to go ahead and to determine whether this minhag would warrant a bracha, would it not warrant a bracha, you have to ask yourself that this minhag, to what extent is it considered to be ke'en daraisa? Is it an expansion of? If it's ke'en daraisa, then absolutely yes. If it is something which is a standalone minhag, then absolutely, absolutely not. Wow, that's the hagdara of the Tosfos Rid. That's very important. So now you have to kind of assess. How do you know whether a minhag is ke'en daraisa? How do you know whether a minhag is standalone? It's only a din d'rabbanan. What would the litmus test be? How can you tell whether it's this or whether it's that? Every din d'rabbanan in some shape or form, kama de tikkun rabbanan ke'en daraisa tikkun. No. The Chacham just didn't get up in a vacuum and create din d'rabbanan. Everything is considered in some shape or form to be an extension of. That's always part of the limud. No, you come across a din d'rabbanan. What is the makar? What is the makar daraisa that the Chachamim expanded this Hagdara? How can you tell whether a minhag is a standalone minhag? How do you tell whether a minhag is considered to be that which is Ke'en Daraisa? And if it's Ke'en Daraisa, you know I'm going to argue, a bracha. And if it's something which is standalone, I'm going to say that absolutely not, that's a minhag not to. Oh. So the Tosfos Rid uses two words. Noheg Chova. Noheg Chova. Wow. If something is Noheg Chova, and the Tosfos Rid continues, Benagu lahosif alav. Those are the five words that tells us three. Noe chova, the punchline. Benagu lahosif alav. You have to ask yourself the following. This act, does this have a shei mitzvah? This act, is this something that the Torah recognizes as a mitzvah? If the answer is, it does. This is something which is noe chova. But you know what? You know what minhag means? Benagu lahosif alav. That is ke'en daraisa. That is Ke'en Daraisa. But the starting point is Noe Chova. The starting point is Noe Chova. If it's Noe Chova, V'nogol Hosif Alav, that's the phrase of Tosfos Rid, and that you recite a bracha. And that you recite a bracha. If something is not Noe Chova, and that you do not recite a bracha. Wow. The Brisker Rav uses the following term, you know, doesn't quote the Tosfos Rid. The Brisker Rav, does it have a shame mitzvah? Does it have a shemitz cheftza? Does it have a shemitz? How do you tell whether something has a shemitz or whether it's a sheminug? How do you tell exactly? That's how you tell. If something is nohekhova, it has a shemitz. And on that, chazawar koveya abracha. If something is not nohekhova, it doesn't have a shemitz, it has a sheminug. And therefore, that indeed would be the case. Wow. So now I have to ask yourself, how does all of this fit? You know, when Tosfos discusses the issue of Yom Tov Sheni, Tosfos plays down the kasha, no? You saw the Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis. Tosfos writes the following. Maybe Yom Tov Sheni is not such a kasha. Because you know what the problem is of making a bracha on a minhag? You know what Tosfos says? The problem is Vitzivan. The problem is Vitzivan. Wow. Hoshab Shat, that's not true according to the Rambam. Because that Rambam I just mentioned, Aleph Beis Nochos Amamim, writes that there's an Issa Daraisa of Lososer. when it comes to minhagim. So the problem of reciting a bracha on a minhag is not the word vitzivanu, because vitzivanu applies even to minhagim as well. You dare breach such a minhag, you're violating an isadaraisa at times, no? But Tosus writes the problem is a vitzivanu problem, because Tosus writes against the Rambam. There is no sosu when it comes to minhagim. So the problem is vitzivanu. So where do you have vitzivanu? Where do you have vitzivanu? So Tosus writes the following. You don't have it in Kiddush. Okay. Where do you have vitzivanu? Oh, in Tkiyah Shofar. Asher Kiddushan mitzivan tzivanu. Oh, that's not a kasha. Because Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaRichtada. Okay, so of course, you recite a bracha on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, because that's Yom HaRichtada. Tosus says, don't bother me about the case of Yom Tov Sheni, because the whole problem is a vitzivanu problem. And therefore, it's not a problem when it comes to how do you make Kiddush on Yom Tov Sheni. It is a problem when it comes to bracha on a mitzvah, but the only problem is shofar. And shofar is Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaRichtada, and therefore no problem whatsoever. So you saw the Ran, the Daf Chaf Beis. The Ran like, and what do you do on matzah? And what do you do on marar? That there's no birchas ha-mitzvah on matzah? There's no birchas ha-mitzvah on marar on the second Seder? Asher kedushanu mitzvah savet zivanu. The Ran writes, what exactly is Tosu saying? No, Tosu says, I'm going to play down the Yom Tov Sheni issue because you know what? The only problematic case is shofar, and that's Yom HaRichtada. Really? The only problematic case is that? And nothing else? Nothing else is a problem? Nothing else is a problem. Why is that true? No. So Rabbi Kveger, the Gayin Ashas. No, Sukkot Ephraim Dava Beis. Quotes the Taz and Hilchos Tzitzis. The Taz and Hilchos Tzitzis. When it comes to certain brachos, the nusach habrach is al. And when it comes to others, the nusach habrach is le. And the Gemara has various principles. No, very chashuv. No. Sachem davzayim abeis. When al, when le. When al, when le. Clear from the Gemara is as follows. You know what? When a person is about to perform that which is an absolute mitzvah, then you recite the brach of le. So it has to be a mitzvah. It can't be rishus. Let's say shchita. Not a classic mitzvah. Ala shchita. It has to be something which you're doing yourself, not la'acherim. It has to be over la'asiyasa, not la'achar asiyasa. Oh, the Gemara, tefilas ager, ra'al natilas lulav, tosus brachos den aleph, ra'al natilas yadayim. Lit means I'm about to perform mitzvah. Al is a much softer language. Furishin Gemara, no? Al just means HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us regarding a mitzvah. Al HaMitzvah. As opposed to Li means at this moment I am about to perform a mitzvah. Wow. So the Taz writes the following, right? Armin, a person puts on a mamish, a talis. Obvious. A tal has a shear. Your talis has a shear that your chayiv and tzitzis. You know what? So now I'm going to make a bracha of lehisate. The Taz writes, whether or not that's true when it comes to a talis katan is much, much more questionable. No? Because a talis katan is much shorter, and therefore, is that really a sheer bega that is so obviously chayim in? The sheer of the gaon, talis katan should be, it's a misnomer to call it a talis katan, no? A talis katan should be so large that mama, she'd be able to walk out in public wearing that. Not the many of the chassidim, not underneath the rekel. These long, long, long talis katan. They're the followers of the gun. Not to have the very large, large. We have smaller shiurim. No, 18 by 18, 24 by 24, you know. But it's a much taller shiur. The Taz writes, you know what, there's some doubt as to whether that really is a full shiur baget to be chayim. So you know what I'm going to do to soften, to cover myself? Ooh, we'll make the brach of al not live. Al not li. Li means I'm about to perform mitzvah. It's not really levatala to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded me on the wearing of al mitzvah sittes, as opposed to lihis atev. That's the difference that Taz writes between al and li. That if there is any softening that's required, al just means that this is a tzivui of the Torah in order to. Li is lahaba mashma, which I am fulfilling at this moment. So just like la'achar asiyasa, you're not going to say le, Oh, so therefore on something where there's an element of reshus, you don't say that as well. That's the taz and the chassid as well. So Rabbi Kivager just writes, no, sukkah, mem dala beis, ayin v'taz, ayin v'taz. Ooh, you know? You can just say ayin and it's a whole shir. It's a whole shir, no? You know what the whole shir is that, we have a question, making a bracha yinan tushin shakalias. No? Okay, can you do it? Mina, yes, is there a bracha? Is there a bracha mina? Where is that a problem? It's not a problem when it comes to Kiddush. Okay. What about mitzvos? Mitzvos. Oh, alachilas matzah, alachilas mara. That's the Kiddush Rabbi Kivager. The nusach habracha is al. The nusach habracha is al. You know, the nusach habracha of al, and yon tashin shogalios is not problematic. But if you're going to have a nusach habracha of le, and yon tashin shogalios, that's the secret behind Genesis. Now, that's problematic. Because le really means when I'm doing it this moment, has a shem mitzvah. Where is the case that you have a lit and yantav sheni shagaleos? Oh, the Ran says matzah. No. That's the nusach habracha. Alachilas matzah. Alachilas mara. But you have it when it comes to lishmoa kol shofar. That's what Tosus says. That's not akasha because of yom arich l'dami. Well, no, that's just poshup shan Tosus. No, poshup shan Tosus. Tosus says the only time I should be bothered is when it comes to tkiyah shofar. That's not a problem. And the Ran screams, the only time you're bothered. What about matzah? What about marar? What about those cases as well? That's the Kiddush Rabbi Kivager's mitzayin. Be careful about the nusach. The nusach habracha. Wow, such a Kiddush. But the Tosus writes the following. Maybe the answer is simple. And that's this. Is it a shem mitzvah or a shem minhag? How do you know which one? The answer is no ikhova. If it's no ikhova and v'noigula husif alav, that has a shem mitzvah. Rish Grav uses the term, shem mitzvah v'chefza. Tosus Rid uses the term just no ikhova. I would argue that it's no ikhova. No ikhova means it has a shem mitzvah. And that's the answer. When it comes to yantiv shen shogaleos, every mitzvah that we perform, of course it has a shem mitzvah. It's no ikhova and yantiv rishon. Let's mandapali. We're not doing anything new on Yantar Sheni. We're extending. We're expanding. Oh, an expansion. That is Noekhova. That's considered to be in a Ka'in Daraisa. And on that, you can go ahead and recite a bracha. That's the uniqueness of Yantar Sheni Shogaleos. That everything that Yantar Sheni is Noekhova. What about when it comes to you sitting in your shul in Hoshana Rabbah? And you clap Hoshanos, Chavita Darava. That is not Noekhova. That's a Zeichel Mikdash. That's not Noekhova. There is no mitzvah of Hoshanos outside of Mikdash. And therefore, that's where the Gemara says, not on all minhagim, on such a minhag, you do not recite a bracha. And therefore, on Chavita Darava, it's not Noekhova. You can't really say Noekhova. Obviously, everything is like Kein Daraisa. But if the Kein Daraisa has to come on to, you know what? This is something we do, Bismanazeb, Bigvulin, Kein Daraisa of Mikdash. You know what? Ooh, that already is detached. Noekhova has to mean, Mamish, Noekhova. The same Dalad meaning that you picked up today, you're going to pick up tomorrow. And today it's a Mitzvah Daraisa, and tomorrow, oh, that is called Noekhova. And on that, of course, you go ahead and recite a bracha. Wow. What would you say about the Mechaber? I'll ask you Lamedus, and probably you can argue both ways. Take a look at that Tosos read. What would you say about a Chatzi Halav? Not so clear. When the Chamim said, you know what, the minhag of reciting Han Rosh Chodesh, obviously it's not Yesh Me'ayim, no? The Chum did not all of a sudden get up and declare that, you know what, there's something new which is called Hallel. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Chanukah Barichus. Of course there's a Chiyuv of Hallel. But I'll ask you the following. And each side is so mastaber. The minhag of reciting a Chatzi Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, which is Ke'ein, that which is Me'ikar Hadin of a Hallel Sholem. Is that called Noichol? Is that really called Noekhov? The relationship between a Chatzi Hallel as opposed to a Hallel Shalem. Obviously, this is not a Takana Mechudeshes without any Makar. But you know what? Oh, you have a Chiyuv, maybe a Chiyuv, Daraisa Halachos Gedolos, to recite Hallel at times. Who the Ramban? Halal b'shas Karban Pesach. Halal b'shas Netilas Lulav is a din daraisa. The Bahagan, every yantif is a din daraisa. Wow. And all of a sudden now you have a takana to recite a chatzi halal b'toras minug. How do you connect the dots? Is that like chavita darava? A minug mechudash, or is that considered to be no ichova? That's the machlok, it's the Rambam and Tosos. But Tosos tries to prove that's called no ichova. Yeah, of course we're going to make distinctions between that which is darais and that which is darabanan. You know, always have in the back of your mind that Rambam based as in Ochos Mamrim, that the Chachamim always wanted to make distinctions. Because the Chacham tell you to do something, and they convey as though it's a din daraisa, you know what the Rambam writes, that's Nisra Baltosa. So the Chachamim always have to couch things. And it's not surprising the Chachamim tell you to do something differently in order to indicate, don't equate Hal on a Yom Tov with Hal on a Rosh Chodesh. But does that mean it's detached? Or can I still say it's no Echova? So that's the Chiddush, the Rambam Shita, that no, Chatzi Hal is not called no Echova, and therefore not. Oh. So therefore the Mechaber writes, don't recite. A bracha nahas chatzi al Rosh Chodesh. What would you say about Hadlakas Haneros, the Beis HaKnesses? Is that something you can call Noe Chover? So I guess so. No? The Mechaber writes that you make a bracha. Tafrei Shain Aleph. So the Mechaber writes, Hadlakas Haneros Beis HaKnesses make a bracha. And Achatzi Halan Rosh Chodesh don't. Oh, okay, so I'm smug, you know? So guess what, you know? Chatzi Halel is not called Noe Chova, and Hadlaka Saneris Rekinesis is called Noe Chova. It has a She Mitzvah, and okay, you know, it's nice sometimes to throw around terms, you know? The Hadlaka, the menorah in the Beis Medrash, you know? It has a She Mitzvah, it's a Chetz of Ner Chanukah, and I'm good, and Chatzi Halel is not, but you know, it's not apikorsis to say, good, you use the right words, but. What does that mean exactly? Now, oh, so this has a shame mitzvah, and this doesn't have a shame mitzvah. Well, is it so obvious that a shame mitzvah? Why shame mitzvah? Well, but because what? In a Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash ma'at, and therefore in mikdash there's a halacha of menorah. And chavita darava, that's not true. Chavita darava in the mikdash ma'at is a minhag that's not, even though in mikdash, obviously, why is that so obviously true? I would say that's the hagdara. Once you have two different types of minhagim, one which is no echova, one is not no echova, and on no echova you make a bracha, in no echova you don't make a bracha, so you know what? Now you see stiras, you know what? That's the answer. This is no echova, this is not no echova. Sometimes you have to granularly, you know, you have to plug in a little bit. So I understand why one would say that a chatzi halal is not no hechova. I understand why you would say chavita darava is not no hechova, because where in the world do you have chavita darava? Well, it's part of avodas hamikdash. That's a far cry from what we're doing, and that's not called no hechova. What would you say about halakas neros beis hakneses? So what I would just simply add is the following: urivosh simin kuf yudal. Oh, I think that's the teretz. Okay. Good, no? Can you be Yotze with Halakas and Eretz Beis HaKnesses? No. Why not? You'll tell me, what? Shabbos Chaf Aleph, Nishu Beiso, it's Halacha Bayis. You're going to a chasana, you're going to your Hanukkah party, you cannot light there. How in the world? No, like it's not about the singing and the dreidel and about the Hanukkah gelt, you know, you have to make sure it's the appropriate place of Hadlaka. You can't be Yotze in the Beis HaKnesses because it's not your Chiddush Rivash Kuf Yud Aleph. Let's assume, for example, you're in Ach Sinai. You're away from your home. Ooh, the Chiddush Rivash Mufurish. And Ach Sinai, who is Chutz Labayis, can be Yotze his mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Beis HaKnesses. Well, you and I can't be Yotze because what? It's the wrong place. It's the wrong place. We have to be Yotze Babayis. But Mefurash Mivash, that you know what? That you could in principle be Yotze with that Hadlakah. You just have to solve the Bayis problem. How do you solve the Bayis problem in Yishuv Beis? Let's say you're in Ach Sinai. So it's not just simply that you're laying Beis HaKnesses because realize it's Kein Mikdash. That's true, but more than that. This could be in principle an appropriate hadlaka, which indeed one could be otzei, which you could be otzei. Oh, so I'll tell you the following. I think that will help. You know what? That if it's clear that one could be yotzei their chiyuv mi'ikar hadin with this hadlaka, you know what I'm going to tell you? That has a shemitz. That has a shemitz. It's not like chavita darav. It has a shemitzvah, baharaya. I'll give you a whole host of people that mamish can be yotzei the mitzvah Chanukah with this hadlaka. So maybe I'm not one of them because neri shubeso. But if a person can be yotzei the mitzvah, doesn't that mean it has a shem mitzvah? And if it has a shem mitzvah, then you can recite a bracha. A shem mitzvah, no go the hosif alav. No go the hosif alav in the following. Even if there isn't an achsanai. There is no achsanai. The Rav Ash writes, part of the takana of hadlaka zemes kneses was to accommodate the achsanai. Not like the tshuva sarambam. Kiddush and beis hakneses was to accommodate the people who, you know what, that they were on the road and they were not eating in their home, so we'd make kiddush for them in the shul. No? In other words, it has a shem mitzvah. I'm going to lighten my shul even though there's no achsanai. Yeah, but at least that would qualify, no? As noe chova v'nogu l'hosif alav. And therefore, that's why I'll tell you the Machaber writes on that you can recite a bracha, even if you're not an oreach, and even if you're not an achsanai, but nonetheless, that's enough to meet the requirement of shem mitzvah. If in these other cases, no one can be yotzei with, there's no yetzias yidei chovasa with chavita darava, then not. And here I'll tell you that this chiddush of noe chova and eno chova is relevant for another hagdara as well. And that is an interesting question. Do you make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash? Do you make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash? So you may recall from the Shiurim now, a couple of years ago, Sfiras Omer, Rabbi Yerucham, Hey David. Rabbi Yerucham writes, you know what? You do not make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. You don't make a bracha on Zeichel HaMikdash. And Rabbi Yerucham writes three examples. Each one you could debate. One example, such a chiddush, is the unique sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham. That you know what? When the Gemara tells me, Menachos Tav Samach Vav, mitzvah the minei yomei, mitzvah the minei shavuoi, there's a mitzvah to count the days of the Omer, mitzvah to count the weeks of the Omer. Guess what? There's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. And you ready? Bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. They used to recite two brachos on Sfiras Omer. One on counting days, one on counting weeks. Well, we don't do that. Rabbi Yerucham writes, of course we don't do that, because counting days is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. And why does Yerucham say that? You recall that shir? No, because take a look. Take a look in Parshas Emor, take a look in Parshas Re'eh. When it comes to counting the days of the Omer, you know what the Torah tells me? Tisbur Chamishim Yom. When it comes to counting the weeks of the Omer, the Torah always juxtaposes the counting of the weeks of the Omer as a response of offering the Minchas Omer. Wow, that's like a stunning observation. That the Psukim do not link counting days with, but counting weeks with. So therefore, Rabbi Yerucham writes the following. Counting the days of the Omer is a mitzvah d'oraisa, counting weeks is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. And that's why you do not recite two brachas on Sfiras Omer b'zman hazeh. You recite a bracha on a mitzvah, counting days, not in a Zeichel HaMikdash. Wow, that indeed is the shita. Right? May you recall, we'll go through it again, from a couple years ago, the why question. Why should that be? Why should that be? Why should there be a difference in counting days and counting weeks? No, but Rabbi Yerucham is clear that counting days is d'oraisa, counting weeks is Zeichel HaMikdash. Don't make a bracha on a Zeichel HaMikdash. Well, okay. Rabbi Yerucham gives another example. Chavita d'arava. Hoshanos is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. And on Hoshanos, you don't recite a bracha. That's Rabbi Yerucham's second example, no? You know, that also is a pella, no? Because what do you don't make a bracha on Chavita d'arava because it's a minhag. It's a minhag, no? That's Mefurish in Gemara. Sukkah, Mem, Dal, and Beis. Ruchan says, you don't make a Zeichel HaMikdash. You know what the answer to that kash is? Today's shir. You can't just simply say it's a minhag. Because minhag, Many minhagim you do, many minhagim you don't. You know what the Chiddush Yerucham is? A minhag which is only a zeich al hamikdash is not no echova, and therefore you don't recite a bracha. You're asking a kasha. Rabbi Yerucham is against the Gemara. No. That's exactly how Rabbi Yerucham interprets the Gemara. When the Gemara says minhag no, and our Gemara says minhag yes, you know what it means? A minhag which is only a zeich al hamikdash, on that you do not recite a bracha. And therefore, you don't recite a bracha on chavita darava. And then Rabbi Yerucham gives you a third case. Ready for this? Korech. Zeich al hamikdash gehilo. Korech. Why don't you recite a bracha on Korech? Rabbi Yerucham, because it's a zeich al hamikdash. And there is no bracha on a zeich al hamikdash. Those are the three cases, Rabbi Yerucham. Maybe one could argue, no. Maybe one could argue, you don't make a bracha on Korech. Who says you don't make a bracha on Korech? What did you do 5 minutes ago? You made a bracha on matzah, and you made a bracha on maror. That bracha embraces the Korech as well. You don't make another bracha? Of course you don't make another bracha. You just made a bracha on matzah and maror. And the bracha on matzah and maror does not only apply to the individual achila, but even to the achila biyachad. And therefore, guess what? Don't be mafsik. Mishabru tafayin hey, luda mistafina. Maybe one should not even say Zeich HaMikdash Kehillel until afterwards. Because, after all, you're Be'emtza HaMitzvah. Wow. Rabbi Yerucham writes, no, that's not true. It's a Zeich HaMikdash that doesn't warrant a bracha. As opposed to arguing, no. It absolutely does warrant a bracha. And it was covered. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Yerucham. You don't recite a bracha in a Zeich HaMikdash, counting the weeks. Wow. And Chavita Da'arava. And the Seder night, Achila, all because of the Zeichel and Mikdash. Wow, a fascinating shita. Each one of those cases one could discuss. No doubt. Ask a very simple question. Sukkadaf Mem Aleph. Netilas Lev Nesrik Shaya Meyachag. Why do we do so? You'll talk. It's just Hakar. We'll get Zachai. Zeichel and Mikdash. That's my focus. The Tilas Dalet Min Shari Me'achag is a Zeich HaMikdash. It's a Zeich HaMikdash. You don't make a bracha in Zeich HaMikdash. You don't make a bracha. That's Mafurish against the Gemara. No. So Kedach Menvav. No. Of course you make a bracha. And the Tilas of Shari Me'achag. It's true. Maybe that's a deal in the Gemara. Bavi, Yusham. But you know what? We make a bracha. It's Mafurish and Gromi make a bracha. The question is there even a machlokes? How can Rabbi Yochanan suggest that this is true? Maybe the rayas are not muchach, You could argue korech, yes, but it was covered. Chavit Rav, because it's a minhag. And Sfiras HaShavuos, you know what I would argue? The bracha of Al Sfira Summer covers the days and covers the weeks. It's a lady, Simon Lamatez. No? Like, the rayas Rabbi Yerucham brings are just his shita, but one could disagree with each and every case. Forget about the rayas. You know what? Dalit mina. You know what the obvious answer is? You know what's wrong with making a bracha on a Zeich HaMikdash? Because it's only a Zeich HaMikdash. It doesn't have a Shem Mitzvah. It's not Noheg Chova. And just like when it comes to minhagim, you cannot make a bracha on that which is eino noheg chova. Noheg chova, cheftza, shemitzvah. That really is true. So if I can come up with a minhag that's noheg chova, I'm going to make a bracha. If I can come up with a zeich lemikdash that's noheg chova, I'm going to make a bracha. You know what? Sfiras HaShavuos is not noheg chova. Mikdash, no, that's not called noheg chova. Chavita darava, it is not noy chova. Mikdash, that's not called noy chova. Korech, zeich lemikdash, that's not noy. Dalet minim. There's a mitzvah snatilas dalet minim daraisa begvulim on Yom Tov Rishon. In that sense, you know what I'll tell you? The zeich lemikdash of Shaimei Achad is similar to Tov Sheni Shagolios. Noy chova v'nagul lahos sifalav lahos nothing new. The mitzvah, which is noheges midaraisa, you know what? Nohagula hosif alav. And on that, you recite a bracha that has a shem mitzvah. Isn't that obvious? And therefore, I'll tell you, this is the Hagdara both when it comes to Minhag and when it comes to cases of a Zeich HaMikdash. And especially look in light of the Rambam, it's not an issue of the Vitzivanu Lo Sosur. The Rambam writes, that doesn't bother me. Lo Sosur applies even to such Minhagim. The problem is that you need something inherently, the Chevtze, Shemitzvah, Noichovva. So if you can demonstrate that that's true, then you're good. Oh, Yom Tov Sheni is obviously a case. Dalet Minim Mishrei Me'achag is obviously a case. Chavita Darava is not. Halal and Rosh Chodesh, to what extent is that an expansion of Halashon that's Noichovva? And Halakha Seneiros Beis HaKnesses, that is called Noichovva. V'harayi, Rivash Kuf Yud Aleph, that you know what? You can be Yotzi with such a Halakha. If you could be Yotzi with such a luck, if you could be a candidate for, obviously it has a Shem Mitzvah. Obviously it's Noah Chovah. Not Noah Chovah because of other days. It's Noah Chovah right here and now in real time. And Achsanah, you could be Yotzi. And therefore, Noah Chovah. So therefore, even if we have a practice of doing so, when there is no Achsanah that's present, that's called Noah Chovah. In order to allow a bracha, too, be recited. That's what I would suggest, both in terms of these sugyas. I think it's a seamless sugya. Shei mitzvah, chefz, novichova. That really is the koveya. And that, I think, is magnificently found, like just in those couple words. You know, the Rishonim had an incredible ability. They can say in two words what it takes others to, you know what? The Tosas are dry. Take a look. Sukkah memdal. Noichova. No glosif love. That's the Yisod HaMachayim. That's the answer to this complicated sugya of a bracha on a minhag, and the answer to a bracha on a zeich HaMikdash.